could three independent federal politicians have the power to force Coles and Woolworths to sell anything up to half of their stores? A bill called the Reducing Supermarkets Dominance Bill seeks to reduce the market share of Coles, Woolworths, or any other player in the market to about 20%. Now, currently, Coles and Woolworths, between the two of them, control about 80% of the market. They'd virtually have to halve in size to comply with this bill. What do you think about it in principle? 1-300-222-702. 1-300-222-702. Would it be good for Australian consumers, farmers, other retailers, if the power of the big two was substantially curtailed? Senator Nick Xenophon has introduced the bill alongside Bob Catter and Andrew Wilkie. And Senator Xenophon joins us now. Thanks for your time, Senator.
Good morning, Adam. And it's actually Bob Catter's bill, and what I was very happy to be supportive of Bob's bill, because both Andrew Wilkie and myself and Bob Catter have been going on about the Coles Woolworths duopoly for quite a few years now, and I think it's an issue we need to have a national debate and conversation about.
Okay, so how would your bill work? What sort of market would you foresee in the future?
Well, it's Bob Catter's bill, and Bob Catter bill is saying that there ought to be a reduction in the market within 7 years from about the 40% mark now for each of them, although Woolworths is a little bit bigger, to 20% over a seven-year period. You know, my view is that there's another way, you can do it, a different pathway, to say that if a company is seen to be abusing its market power, it has to divest, because right now the ACCC, unlike competition regulators in other countries, doesn't have the power to order divestiture of an existing company, even if it's been shown to abuse market power.
So when you're talking about divestiture, sell stores to other retailers,
hand over
assets to other players in the market?
Yes, but you know, in an orderly way to allow for a sale. And when companies have been broken up in the US, where this legislation has been modelled on, the shareholders happen to do very well out of it, because it happens over a number of years. I mean, the whole idea here is that there is no other country in the world where two big supermarket chains have such a degree of market dominance. Nowhere else in the world where you have two stores or two companies that control such a huge slice of the grocery market. In the US, the big two there control something like 20-something percent of the market, a fraction of what it is here. And similarly in the UK, you have about four or five players that control 60 or 70% of the market.
Who do you think suffers from the market structure we have in Australia? Consumers, farmers, other retailers?
Well, I think ultimately everyone, in the sense that everyone, because it actually constrains competition in the longer term. It means that farmers can have a better supply chain arrangement. They've got more people to choose from. The milk price wars might mean cheaper milk for consumers in the short term, but it's actually killing the dairy industry. We've seen in North Queensland, dairy farmers effectively walk off the farm. It's really put the squeeze on dairy farmers around the country, particularly parts of New South Wales, in South Australia in particular, and WA. But you had Michael Luscombe, the former CEO of Woolworths, say a couple of years ago when this milk price war started, it's unsustainable, but Woolies felt they had no choice but to be part of it because Coles started it.
Our number's 1-300-222-702, 1-300-222-702. If you've got thoughts on the efficacy or desirability of reducing the market share of Coles and Woolworths. But, Nick, I get 4 cents a litre off my petrol, sometimes 8 cents.
Sure, and sometimes you even get 25 cents,
yeah.
Which means that it squeezes smaller independents out of the marketplace, and then what happens then? The other issue is the question I've asked of the ACCC, which has not yet been answered, although Rod Sims, the relatively new chairman, has done a lot of work on Coles and Woolies, and good on him, is to what extent is that cheaper petrol being subsidised by paying more for other goods in those supermarkets? And that's a question that I think needs to be not only asked, but answered.
Have you sought the opinions of Coles and Woolworths on this? I'd be confident I could guess what their response would be, but what have they said to you?
Oh, look, they know what my position is. I've had this discussion with them before. Look, I'm always happy to engage with them if there's a particular issue. I'll talk to them. They're quite approachable, and good on them for that. But I think that this is a fundamental issue of market power. I think that politicians over the years have been asleep at the wheel to allow a situation where two companies can get this degree of market share.
Okay, Senator Nick Xenophon is our guest this morning, part of a troika of senators looking to introduce a bill, the Reducing Supermarket Dominance Bill. John, you work in the food industry. What are your thoughts about this sort of legislation?
I think it's a fantastic thing that it's introduced. I applaud it. I'm in the food industry and I supply a lot of food manufacturers, and I've seen them go to the wall being squeezed by Woolworths and Coles to reduce their prices, and are constantly being pushed to buy, to look at imported product to replace Australian manufactured product. And I couldn't be happier for it.
And do you think if you had another couple of retailers the size of a smaller Coles and Woolworths, say three or four players who controlled, you know, 15 to 20% of the market each, do you think that would substantially change things, John?
Yeah, Adam, I think it would be the best thing that could even that could happen out there. I've seen so many Australian companies go to the wall, and basically they just cannot compete. I mean, when they put on their specials on the in the supermarket shelves, I don't know if people are aware of this, but it's not actually Woolworths that are putting on the special. It's actually they're going back to the supplier and making them put on the special and forcing their hand to sell things at a below cost. So Woolworths and Coles can look pretty to the eyes of the consumer.
I'll put that to the Senator. Thanks a lot for your call, John. Carol, you try and buy from the independents whenever you can?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it easy?
Look, it is easier sometimes, but a lot of the times I do a comparison shop. Yesterday, perfect example, went into Woolies, had a look at the price of the fresh fish, went to my local fishmonger in the same shopping centre, and the fishmonger was double the price for the particular fish that I wanted to buy.
Now, some people would argue, Carol, that that means Coles and Woolworths have saved you money. Isn't that a good thing?
Money as an unemployed person at the moment, they certainly have, but I don't want to buy from them. And this is the problem that I'm in at the moment. I'd love to be able to keep buying from my independents, and I do in many cases, but sometimes it's just the benefit of going is a positive one, but I dislike immensely, and I dislike the fact that now we're moving into Coles Insurance. They're starting to seemingly take over the marketplace in so many of our industries.
Okay, thank you very much, Carol. I'll put that to the Senator. Are you comfortable, Senator, with Coles moving outside of just selling groceries and into petrol, into insurance and the like?
Look, it's not a question of being comfortable or uncomfortable. It's a question of their degree of market dominance in a particular field. I don't have an issue with competition as such. I think it's a good thing, but if you get to a situation where one or two companies have so much market power, I think it distorts the market and ultimately it's bad for consumers. And, you know, it's not as though Coles and Woolworths will be other than quite big players in the marketplace. It just means there'll be other bigger competitors if you have divestiture of Coles and Woolies in the longer term.
There are claims in the past that also Coles and Woolworths engage in predatory pricing, i.e. if they're opening a store near which there is a fishmonger or a baker or something, the prices might be reduced in those stores on particular items that target direct competition against that trader. Another store in a different area that doesn't have a fishmonger next door might have not be so aggressive in its pricing. Have you seen evidence of that, Nick? Because there's a lot of claim and counterclaim when it comes to what's called predatory pricing.
Yes, I have had complaints about that. The ACCC has yet to act on that. There is a predatory pricing law that was introduced back in 2007 by Barnaby Joyce in the dying days of the Howard government. It was something that was drafted by Professor Frank Zumbo from the Uni of New South Wales. It hasn't been tested yet. I think it should be tested sooner rather than later. But ultimately, it's a question that there ought to be a review of our competition and consumer laws, and it needs to be much tougher.
Do you think you can realistically get support from either or both of the major parties to go with you on this bill?
Look, not yet, but I think that if we have this debate, if we have this conversation, if you have a position where I happen to get back in, you have John Madigan, the DLP Senator of Victoria, the Greens have been critical of the market domination. It's a question of just pushing this issue and not letting it go away, because this is a national issue that needs to be dealt with as a matter of urgency.
Senator Nick Xenophon is our guest. Our number's 1-300-222-702. Nick, give us the service station and convenience store perspective on this.
Thanks, Adam. Yes, it was interesting to hear about the cross-subsidy conversation and, of course, the fuel discounts. What we've seen over the last 4 years in the petrol industry is almost a thousand independent service stations either close down or be bought out by a major operator. And that's having a dramatic effect on the independents in the industry.
This is since the majors moved into adopting a petrol co-sponsor.
Yes, without a doubt. Yep. And that's happened, you know, that's the last 4 years. Mind you, Coles and Woolworths have been in the fuel industry for 10 years now or more. And over that period of time, they've grown to owning about 25% of all the service stations, but controlling about 50% of all the volume sold in Australia. So, you know, we're seeing it in fuel. We're seeing it in bread. One in five convenience stores have stopped selling bread now because they can't compete with $1 and $2 bread. And we've gone from selling nearly 80% of all the milk in this country at retail level to now selling only about 25 to 30% of the milk.
Okay, thank you very much, Nick. Steve, what are your thoughts on this issue?
Adam, my complaint is the lack of choice for the consumer. Until very recently, I was a supplier, working for a supplier to these companies, and Coles and Woolworths have progressively reduced the choice of brands and products to consumers over the last 3 to 4 years at the expense of... in favour of their own private label brands, which they seek to source from suppliers at prices preferential to them and at retail prices, which are very much in line with brands that have spent lots of money investing in those things over a long period of time.
Yeah, and you often see the phenomenon when a new brand, I know someone who invented a new product and it was taken on by one of the majors, and he thought effectively the major's going to try this new sort of crisp, non-fried blah blah, and if after a couple of years it works, they'll just introduce their own select or home brand product, which is exactly what happened.
That's exactly what they do all the time, and they model that on the UK model because they think Australians are like citizens of the UK. They think we want to spend around 40% of our choice, brand choice, on private label, when the evidence is we want to spend something like 15 to 20%.
Christine from Glenora, tell us about Sushigate.
Oh, look, I couldn't believe it. We travel down to a place where we can get great sushi, great fruit and veggies, great fish, as well as go to the Woolies, the things that we sort of need. And I couldn't believe it. Outside the Woolies, there's this fantastic new sushi bar. And there's, you know, it's a little private thing. There are about five chefs working constantly. There's a queue of mums and kids for healthy food.
And what have Woolies done?
They've opened a sushi bar inside their restaurant, inside their supermarket, about 15 metres away.
I'll put that to the Senator. Thanks a lot for your time, Christine. Thanks for the call. What do you say to those callers, Nick?
Well, I say, look, in terms of petrol, there was this, I introduced legislation in Parliament a few years ago, a very small suburban independent service station in Adelaide. Woolies opened up right smack bang next door to them. The proprietor went out of business within about a year or so. He couldn't compete. Why? Because he told me that regularly the price that he could get fuel at a wholesale level, was actually higher than the price Woolies was selling it at a retail level. So that can't possibly be fair.
In a word, Nick, people would say what you're advocating is socialism. What would you say to that?
No, I'm advocating more competition. I'm advocating a situation which exists in the United States. No one company in the US can have more than 20% of a sector such as the grocery sector or petrol or railroads or other sectors of the economy. I don't think, the last time I checked, I don't think the US is a socialist economy.
Thank you very much for your time, Senator. A fascinating discussion. Senator Nick Xenophon there. His thoughts on the bill that Bob Katter has introduced to the Parliament, reducing supermarket dominance.